Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. In this episode, I catch up on a bunch of new and recent releases, starting off with Bat Rider, a band who originated in Wellington, but they're now based in London, following a stint in Melbourne. They've just released an impressive second album, Why We Can't Be Together. This album's got a lot of good things going for it. It's strident and raucous without being too much of either. It reminds me of all those early 90s female-fronted grunge bands I liked so much, like L7, Babes in Toyland and Hole. And there's something about the sound of the whole album. It stretches and shifts. It's kind of hard to explain. Imagine a music box that's been dropped or got water in it, and afterwards it still plays the tunes, but they sound a bit wonky. As a taster, here's the opening track from the album. This is called Womble.
Is it strange what the world puts you through? Takes the crown off of me and you. Takes the crown off of me and you. We get to an age where our knots we undo. One with thunder, one step through. I am thunder, what are you? And I stood fire in my heart over you. What's for dinner? Just a stew. If I'm thunder, so are you. We eat on sofa and silence us too. We're important, we are huge. The whole world waits for me and you.
Local music retail website has just popped up called cellmates.co.nz. They're selling downloads of a small but carefully selected range of local music, along with a few free downloads, and best of all, they've made some out-of-print limited releases available again, like some of the early EPs from synth guitar indie band So So Modern, some of which originally only came out in release of a 100 or 200 odd mail order copies. So it's nice to have the music available and affordable. From So So Modern's first EP, 0000 EP, here's Racer X.
Thank you.
Street Chance 3 members bring together their respective enthusiasm for alternative guitar bands, experimental noise and country to their music, but it's definitely the former that wins out in their loud, catchy as hell guitar pop. They've recently released Screamwalk, a great primer for an album due out in October. But I also recommend that you check out some nice live-in-the-studio videos of Street Chant, which were recorded in the Red Bull Studio. That's www.redbullstudio.co.nz. I'll link to that on countingthebeat.blogspot.com. In the meantime, here's Screamwalk. A couple of months ago I featured Urban Tramper on the Music Alliance Pact, an international project that Counting the Beat is involved with. I described them then as producing introspective pop songs that reflect an endearing, naive angst about their place in the world, and I also talked about their experimentation with making music available through Creative Commons licensing and pay-what-you-want pricing. Well, it must be working at least to a small degree, because after that mention on the Music Alliance Pact, I got reports back from overseas about people buying their last album, Token in the Colours. The band have now released a new song, Olympic Theme 2012, on their website, urbantramper.com.
See my
Regular New Zealand music news and updates, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/countingthebeat. Only one band could write a song about TV journalist John Campbell pressuring the Prime Minister to change the law to allow people to adopt pandas, and that band is Bearcat. They've been singing about pandas, and I've been singing their praises, since 2007. And Bearcat have finally recorded an album of their extremely silly, infectious and endearing songs. Excuse my pronunciation, but I think it's called Jiong Mao, which is Chinese for Bearcat or Panda, and it will come out in September. Here's New Zealand, Adopt That Panda.
I just saw the saddest thing on the news, a family of pandas was run over by a tank.
One of the kids survived, clutching, clawing at his mother's side.
John Campbell was moved to pause. The nation waits while he collects his thoughts. He says, New Zealand,
stand up,
stand up,
bend your laws,
adopt this panda child. Crossing over life, John Campbell is buzzing at the beehive. Oh yeah, he says to Helen Clark,
you say this ain't so black and white, you're right. Look at all those red stripes of tape and panda blood.
Please, Prime Minister, consider this child has a name. Check it out for yourself, it's on its collar. Please, Prime Minister, consider this child has a face. It's black and white. It's black and white. Prime Minister has considered and deliberated on the pros and cons of this protest song.
She don't want no panda gate. In this day and age, people are still wary of a furry face.
We won't give this young one asylum if there is a house actually prepared to welcome him. We won't give this young one asylum if a single house adopts this panda child. Child.
Ooh, oh, 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 oh. strategy, a registered company says, look at us, we've got an opportunity. Stacking shelves and taking calls, elongated wrist bones make you employable. We got a game to win, a vending machine.
Liam Finn and his musical partner Eliza Jane Barnes appear to be workaholics. They've been touring the United States almost solidly for 2 years, promoting Finn's first solo album, I'll Be Lightning. That tour included some pretty high-profile live performances on America's National Public Radio and the David Letterman Show. Then Liam participated in the recording of the second Seven Worlds Collide project with his dad Neil in January, and he's just put out an EP with Eliza Jane titled Champagne and Seashells. As if that's not enough, they've just recorded an album with Conor Moccasin and Lawrence Arabia called Having a Baby, and those four are about to tour New Zealand, hoping to release the album in the new year. From the Champagne and Seashells EP, here's Plane Crash.
Upset, adjusting her hairnet on the airline that flew me, almost consumed me. She came down the aisles with champagne and seashells and offered me only the peanuts. Oh,
You've been listening to Counting the Beat, a show produced for Waiheke Radio by Chris Walker. On this new releases episode, we've heard music from Bat Rider, So So Modern, Street Chant, Urban Tramper, Bearcat, and Liam Finn. You'll find more information, links and videos on countingthebeat.blogspot.com and follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/countingthebeat.